Welcome back, listeners.
Listeners, hello again and welcome to PCP, PCP 370. This is me, Pete Kogel. This is a podcast featuring 10 fantastic pieces of music, starting off with that one from Moscow in Russia. That was a band called Gateway. I've had to translate that from the Russian. You can find them at shluz.org, as at shluz.org. That particular track was called Reptiles and I got it from Jamendo. Fantastic. So, I hope you're going to enjoy the show. We, as I said, 10 fantastic pieces of music. Where do they come from? They come from London, New York, London, none from London. Two artists, I have no idea where they come from. One from Rome, one from New Zealand, and one from Berlin, Germany. It's pretty much the usual fare. A worldwide cornucopia, a worldwide smorgasbord of weird and wonderful music brought to your ears by this little device here. The thing you're plugged into, could it be your computer? Could it be your Mac? Could it be your iPod? Yes, it's a portable device that you can listen to something maybe online. Maybe it's not so portable. Maybe it's plugged into your TV set. I don't know. But you're listening to it via the new media that is surrounding us. The podosphere, as we like to call it. Now, of course, there's been sad news this week, and the artist, the founder, the creator of the podosphere, the man who created the iPod, Mr. Steve Jobs, has died. Seemed to have died late on Wednesday evening. And I haven't really got any much Mac stuff in my house here. I'm not really sort of a Mac fanboy like so many people, like Clithers and Rowley, who have all got Mac gear. I'm sort of still tied to the old PC, I suppose. My daughter's a bit of a Mac fanboy, though. She really does like that. But the thing that got me, though, is that you wouldn't be getting this show if Steve Jobs hadn't been around, because it was only because my wife bought an iPod in December 2005 that I'm actually here producing this show for you. So, hats off to you, mate. Good luck to you in heaven. I think you probably will be in heaven, unlike some of the other bastards that I've worked for in the IT industry, who are definitely going to hell. Right, that's enough about that. Definitely animal feel to the show this week. We've had Reptiles by Gateway. This is Owl by My Toys Like Me.
I will light and I will go.
Very distinctive sound of My Toys Like Me there. You can find them, of course, at myspace.com/MyToysLikeMe. From London and England. Absolutely love that band. I haven't played enough of them, really. I mean, I know Rowley has been a complete champion of this band. And I think you've even seen them live. I listened to them a long, long time ago, and I haven't really caught up with them as much as he has. So he brought that particular track to play in a Made in the UK, which is a couple of weeks ago. Marvellous track. I thought I'd play it here. That was a track called Owl. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Now, I've been having a good look around in the archives of Rock, Paper, Scissors, which is a fantastic website. Rock, Paper, Scissors are biz. They've had lots and lots of albums and lots and lots of clients they've been looking after for many, many years. I think it goes back to like 2003. And I've been having a rummage around. This is actually quite a new album, but there's some old ones I should be digging out and playing in the next few weeks. This is Tarek Abushi and Shushmo. Who are from New York, although I think they've got Palestinian stuff as well. I think Shushmo means something like, what do you call it, or thingy bob, or, you know, that sort of thing. This is Georgina plus two. Thank you. Sorry, mate. That was Terry Kabushi and Shushmo. Shushmo, that's easier to say. Shushmo. And that's the name of his band, and that's the name of the website as well, shushmo.com. From New York via Palestine. Georgina Plus Two was the title of the track. I got that from rockpaperscissors.com. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Hope you enjoyed that particular one. Now, I mentioned sort of animal related things. And of course, it was only a couple of weeks ago. Was it a couple of weeks ago? Or was it this week that. Pink Floyd had reissued a lot of their back catalogue. I don't know, you know, how many times they've reissued their back catalogue, but they have done it again. And Animals, of course, was one of their albums. And to celebrate that, they reflew the flying pig over what's left of Battersea Power Station. Interesting. So, I'm not quite sure how well it went. Strange thing to do in the first place. And as I seem to recall, the original pig got free and flew off. So, interesting. But anyway, this is another animal. This is Cuckoo by Still Corners. Still Corners. They're based in London. You can find them at stillcorners.bandcamp.com, where you can buy their new album. They got that from Sub Pop, actually. Sub Pop, of course, are an American label. I think they're based in New York. They give away a free track every so often with various different artists that they look after. And so you can get that yourself if you went to Sub Pop Records. Very, very good. Really enjoyed that. Very, very quiet for me. I'm sort of a bit more upbeat than that, but very, very good indeed. Now, here is an artist that all the podcasters have been playing, and I've played a couple of his tracks over the years. The first one I remember playing and absolutely loved was a reggae track. So there aren't many reggae tracks at all, but this one's quite interesting. This has got a hint of, I think it's got a hint of the Lord Numb about it. This is Night Bus by Matt Stevens. excellent stuff. Of course, a fantastic loop guitarist there, Matt Stevens. You can find him at mattstevensguitar.com from his new album, which is called Relic. If you haven't heard it on any other podcast, then where you been? Because some of us playing it. Fantastic stuff. That was Night Bus. That's the first track on the new album. Really worth listening to. And as I said, I think there's a definite hint of Lord Numb and Spider's Leg in there. So I wonder if those guys should get together. Maybe if they all turn a bit of pod call one day, we can get them together and hook them up, and something wonderful will happen. Something wonderful indeed. This is something wonderful. Well, at least I think it's something wonderful. This is Humpty Dumpty and La Guerre del Fumiche, which I haven't translated. I don't know what that means. I'll have to look it up in a second. This is from Subterra Records at subterralabel.com, and the track is called Ghibellina Song. Yes, Ghibellina Song by Humpty Dumpty and La Guerre del Fumiche.
What a pity for this deity when it misses you. Creepy, crawly, I'm a wally, but at least have you. All the falling leaves go backwards too. The day when I met you.
Really enjoyed that. That was Ghibellina Song by Humpty Dumpty and La Guerre del Fumiche, and I did go off and translate it. Not what I was expecting. It's called The War of the Ants. Humpty Dumpty and the War of the Ants. That's a strange name for a band. I mean, I often think of great strange names for bands, but never would have come up with that one. Oh God, interesting stuff. Right, this is a guy called Howard. He's on a release, an EP, from Free the Beats at freethebeats.bandcamp.com. or freethebeats.com, and you can find his particular track, I think, on version 3. Is it number 3? Yeah. Best of number 3, Free the Beats. This is a track called South Guitar.
Thank you.
that was Howard and a track called South Guitar, available from freethebeats.com. He has a little bit of a bio somewhere on that website, but no other link to where he is. So I'll just put the link to freethebeats.com, which is a great place to check it out. They've had five releases now of a variety of different things. Some of it is very scratchy hip-hop turntablism type stuff, but that wasn't. So that ended up here in PCP, which is why you hear that sort of thing. And if you want to hear the scratchy turntable or hip-hop type stuff, then of course you should be heading to the hip-hop zone. And I've discovered a fantastic track the other day, and I will be playing that in an upcoming hip-hop zone. guaranteed to get a few heckles raised, I think, which is what we want to do. That's what we want to do. Yeah, raise a few heckles. Why not? Why not? This is a band or an artist called Redbox. He's based in Rome, in Italy. I got that from Sostanza Records. At recordsostanza.it. Yes, they are Italian. And this is La Rêve Logique. Logique by Red Box, based in Rome and Italy, of course. You can find him at soundcloud.com/Red Box. Bit of drum and bassy type stuff there. Wonderful, wonderful stuff from Sostanza Records. So check him out indeed. Right, we're going to move all the way now down to New Zealand for an artist or a band I've played before. Yeah, I think I'll play the dub version, or not the, yeah, the dub or dubstep version of this particular track in a podcast somewhere or other. I forget, I have some podcast, I can't remember which one I played it in. But this is the original version of Slingshot by the Black Seeds.
How much quicker it will catch you. You can't escape from yourself. You can't escape from yourself. You pushed it until it snapped, but now I wouldn't turn your back, 'cause when you least expect, it's gonna grab you by the neck. And now that you made a mess, now that you've made a mess, Slingshot, Slingshot, some of all your actions, Slingshot, get ya, and it's coming back round, yes it's coming back round. Simmer down your temper now, don't inflame your problem. With each step that you're making sends you in the wrong direction. Say, holding on to everything, holding on to everything. Love is given, taken away, never take more than you give. I say, life is a way of telling us when you're causing a mess or fussing. I can hear it coming closer, I can hear it coming closer. Slingshot, Slingshot, some of all your actions, Slingshot, get ya, it's coming back round, yes it's coming back round. Coming back to you, oh. I can hear it coming closer, I can hear it coming closer. Slingshot, Slingshot, the sum of all your actions, Slingshot, get ya, it's coming back round, yes it's coming.
Slingshot by the Black Seeds from New Zealand. Played them before. Blackseeds.com. Got that from iOrder PromoNet, so you can download the track yourself from the website, of course. And yeah, I really, really enjoyed that. A bit more straight reggae than perhaps dubby stuff, but I liked it, and I thought I'd play it for you. Good, good stuff. Right, it brings us me to the last track. I haven't had an awful lot to say this week. I've sort of not been, rabbiting on like that as I often do, but no, that's the way it goes. I'm working on release number 4 and soon release number 5 from Angel Dust Records, so that's coming along quite nicely. Just got to get the artwork sorted out on that, and that shouldn't be too long to get that going. What else is going on? I can't think of anything else that's going on, really. Nothing exciting, anyway. I'll tell you more as time goes on. But I'm going to leave you now with one last track. This is a bit of a Balkan complete madness from S-Beats. Find S-Beats at soundcloud.com/S-Beats from Berlin, Germany, from the excellent but totally chaotic and totally mad Ringe Raja Records. That's R-I-N-G-E. Ringera. R-I-N-G-E-R-A-J-A-R. Ringe Raja Records. WordPress.com is where you'll find them. It's just madness, and I love it. And if you like a bit of madness, stay tuned. Until then, see you next week, folks. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
No!